Chapter 16. Back at school. During homeroom, without explanation, Robert and Chris were told they were reassigned a new technology teacher. Chris was about to ask why, but after sensing daggers in Robert's eyes, he thought better of it and let the subject drop. It was just as well, they figured. Now they wouldn't have to deal with Dr. Howard anymore. Because Rennie had to run to school, he was almost 20 minutes late. By the time he reached his first class, Spanish, he was given additional news. Besides being reassigned to another technology class, he was sent to the principal's office for being tardy. His teacher, Señora Martinez, explained this to him in Spanish. But not being the brightest student in class, Rennie simply asked, "¿Qué?" After she translated her instructions into English, Rennie, feeling dejected, walked out the classroom door, the laughter of his fellow students ringing in his ears. On the way to the office, Rennie realized that with all the commotion at Robert's house, he hadn't had time to eat breakfast that morning. So he stopped by the school's candy machine next to the teacher's lounge. As he carefully slid 3/4 into the coin slot for a Snickers bar, he overheard Dr. Howard in the adjacent room.
"Oh, clumsy me. I slipped and fell in my bathroom," he said.
After grabbing the candy bar from the vending machine dispenser, greedily tearing off half the wrapper and biting off a large chunk, Rennie curiously peered into the teacher's lounge, being careful not to be seen. The white bandage was still wrapped around Dr. Howard's left cheek, but whenever his fellow teachers asked what had happened, he merely repeated the story he had told Robert's father. He had slipped and fell in his bathroom. Rennie still wondered why he was covering for him and his friends. Could he possibly have a soft spot for them after all? Dr. Howard then continued his story.
"It's my latest and greatest invention,"
he proudly boasted to a semicircle of off-duty teachers.
"I just completed it last night. I wasn't sure I'd have the final funds to pull it off, but let's just say something fell into my lap."
"Well, don't leave us in suspense, Forrest," Mr. Griffin, Rennie's math teacher, asked. "What is it?"
"Yeah,"
Miss Shore, an English teacher, sarcastically added, yawning as she did so.
"We're on the edge of our seats."
Rennie could see Dr. Howard smart a little, which made him think there might be some unrequited romantic history between the two of them. But he chased the thought away and concentrated on what his former technology teacher said next.
"It's a micro laser, small enough to fit in this pocket,"
he beamed, gesturing toward his oversized lab coat's front pocket,
"but powerful enough to make an incision in that wall."
Now he pointed toward the lounge door, where Rennie was spying. Quickly, Rennie hid behind the vending machine before he could be identified. Meanwhile, Mr. Griffin and Miss Shore's roles seemed to reverse.
"Sounds dangerous. Why would you even need such a thing?"
Mr. Griffin asked skeptically, while Miss Shore leaned in closer to Dr. Howard.
"Wow, just how powerful, Forrest?"
she asked, leaning in himself to meet her body. Dr. Howard blushed, but couldn't help himself.
"It's doctor,"
he corrected her. Miss Shore frowned as Rennie sped away back to class. He knew this laser would be a breakthrough in his club's action bike project, and he couldn't wait to tell the others. But when he arrived at his Spanish class, Snickers bar in hand, his teacher stared at him, astonished.
"Rennie,"
she scolded.
"¿Qué pasa? You were supposed to go to the principal's office, not the candy machine."
In all his excitement, he had forgotten the reason he left Spanish class in the first place. Rennie looked down at his candy bar and blanched a peculiar shade of crimson.
"Oops,"
he said, as the rest of the class laughed again in his direction.
"Fuss,"
she ordered, pointing toward the door as Rennie turned around and headed back into the hallway. The school bell rang, which meant now Rennie was going to be late for his second class. As students filled the hallway, their gangly limbs knocked the candy bar out of Rennie's hand.
"Hey,"
he shouted, annoyed.
"My breakfast."
Clearly, this wasn't going to be one of Rennie's better days. On the other side of the school, Robert and Chris were busily talking about that morning's events while walking to their next class. It was like a secret joke they shared, and they knew the rest of the school probably wouldn't even believe them if they did share it. As they commiserated over Dr. Howard, they turned a corner and bumped into a tall teacher, knocking a stack of important-looking papers out of his hand. Embarrassed, Robert quickly bent down to retrieve them, not even bothering to see the person he had bumped into.
"Sorry, sir," he began. "We were just complaining about Dr.
As he reared up to hand the teacher his papers, he realized he was talking to the man himself.
"Howard,"
Chris finished his sentence in astonishment.
Even Rinny's luck wasn't that bad, he thought.
No, Robert disagreed, sweating profusely like a flop comic bombing under hot lights.
We were talking about our dentists. You know, they're doctors too. Man, how we hate getting our teeth drilled.
Spare me, boys,
Dr. Howard said, raising a large commanding hand.
You're not fooling me. I realize you're not my greatest...
Struggling to find the proper word, he finally settled on...
Fans.
Chris pointed to the bandage on the teacher's cheek.
Sorry about your face, Dr. H, he offered, but secretly wanted to add, it's quite an improvement.
Dr. Howard softly caressed the white bandage on his cheek, as if his hand possessed magic powers to heal it. Finally, Robert summoned up the courage to plead for mercy.
Dr. Howard, he began, I truly am sorry for what transpired the day before. And if you could find some way in your heart to forgive us and not publicize the news of the source of your impairment, we would greatly appreciate it.
Dr. Howard shook his head and chuckled, which was, to say the least, not the reaction Robert expected.
Oh, Robert, true to form, you are entirely predictable,
he began.
I can always tell when you're fibbing, because of the number of $4 words you attempt to squeeze out of your usually limited vocabulary.
Not as bright as Robert, Chris was simply confused.
Huh?
He asked.
He's saying he can tell I'm lying because I'm using big words,
Robert helpfully explained.
Oh,
Chris blankly said.
Nevertheless,
Dr. Howard continued,
you two happen to be in luck. To be quite honest with you, the flypaper you so creatively used against me was a prototype. And I just secured a strict licensing agreement with the Blammo Company that if anyone should get hurt by my product, they're going to cancel my contract. It's a very lucrative deal, and this could be my ticket to an early retirement, so I don't have to teach you boys, anymore. So let's just keep this incident between us, okay?
Robert didn't need any more convincing.
Deal,
he excitedly said, extending his hand to shake. Chris did the same. But Dr. Howard simply stared at their offering dismissively. Instead, he gave a half-hearted salute like the colonel he may have been in a past life.
I'll be seeing you in the halls, boys,
he said.
As I'm sure you're aware by now, you've been reassigned another technology teacher. The best thing for all of us. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, Robert replied, perhaps a little too quickly, as they parted ways.
See you around, Chris called after the teacher, as he was engulfed in the hallway by a throng of overexcited students, and then faded away.